What up, what up? It's your boy, Timmy Two Times. What's up?
Hey, it's Ray.
Hey, everybody, it's Jeremy, and welcome to our world.
What's up, Mr. Solly Saul? What do you got for us today, man?
All right, before we begin, today marks the 50th anniversary of the moon landing.
Woo-hoo!
On this day in 1969.
Yeah, 69, great.
Yeah.
Mets won the World Series.
So yeah, NASA astronauts Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin took one small step and planted the first human feet in another world, our moon.
All right, so I don't know if you guys know this, but CBS and some other networks, they're playing a live stream of this as if it's happening today. And so you'll be able to catch the moon landing at around 10:56 Eastern time.
Did you see that Buzz Aldrin like punch some dude in the face?
Yes, I saw that. That was pretty cool.
Because he was challenging him about landing on the moon. He's like, bow.
Yeah, I'm sure he enticed him. Time.
All right, let's get to the show. So who's salty today, guys?
I think everyone raise your hand.
All right, so first, what do women want? Anyone want to take a guess what women want?
Big dick.
Okay, well, according to Tim, they only want two things, right? Sex and money. It's all about the Benjamins, baby.
Yeah.
And according to Rachel, it's just the money's fine.
Wow.
No, she wants a personality.
Just Tim's money?
She just needs a personality.
We'll explore this topic and see if we can crack the code that has riddled men since the dawn of time. By the way, here's my theory. They don't know what they want either. I'm just kidding. All right, so next, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Horse face.
Is at 22% approval rating, and some Republicans in her district smell the blood and are going to challenge her.
Yeah, she's from Jamaica, businesswoman.
Yeah, Cherie Murray. She's a business owner, and she migrated from Jamaica, and she's tired of Ocasio's shenanigans.
Isn't the rest of America?
Yeah. Just make sure you go to her site and donate to that campaign. All right, next, the University of Michigan recently did an investigation on what they believe to be a hate crime. Apparently, someone found a noose on a table at the university hospital.
Oh, Jesus.
The university decided to do a full-on investigation, and after some time, they determined that it was all a misunderstanding. Yeah, just another case of women jumping to conclusions here. No, I added that last part. No. So Jeremy's going to give us some details on that. All right. And last, the city of Berkeley has decided they're going to get rid of all gender terms from municipal code.
In California.
Yeah. So words like manhole are now banned.
What about penis?
I got this one.
So it's they hole?
No. But hold on. So what they're... So here's some terms. Manhole, maintenance hole. Manchester United. Manchester United.
Wait.
Assistant manager is going to be assistant to the regional maintenance. And woman is not going to be womaintenance.
Womaintenance. What the hell?
I know, right?
This is going downhill quickly.
All right, so we'll cover all that and more on this episode of The Salty Show.
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
Boom. All right, Ray.
Ray. Hey-o.
Welcome back.
Oh, thank you.
You were missed.
Oh, thank you.
All right, so Crazy Ray Chronicles.
Let's take it away.
Come on, Bigfoot.
So I'm going to start this off by saying that I was originally going to go into a whole deep dive on why aliens are in Dulce Base instead of Area 51 and how we're storming the wrong one, but... Really?
What is Dulce Base?
Yeah. It's a secret undercover base that has five layers where they're keeping humans, or they're breeding hybrid humans and octopus men and mole men.
Oh my God.
Is this for real?
I've been there.
No, it's for real. Supposedly 60 people. It's in New Mexico. It's in the caverns.
Another part of New Mexico.
Yes. Jesus. Anyways.
I got an update on Area 51, by the way. When she's done, I got an update on that whole fucking storm Area 51 shit.
All right.
We should make it storm Dulce. Anyways, I'm going to go into what I changed it to. So first off, the first story I'm going to start with is you can now Airbnb the Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile this summer, if that's your thing.
They announced that last year. No, they announced it. I think we talked about it. We talked about it on the show a couple months ago with Samantha.
Wiener
Mobile? Yeah, you can fucking Airbnb an Oscar Mayer Wiener Mobile.
But is that...
Can you drive across the country.
Do you stay in it? Is it like an RV where it has beds and kitchen and stuff?
It's got a lot of hot dogs in it.
Guess it says don't start packing your bag overnight yet. The Wiener Mobile will only be available for August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. and each guest is limited to one night inside of the iconic fiberglass casing. Mm. One thing that I thought was adorable, so they have their own app, which I actually just downloaded. I don't know if it's downloaded yet. But you can have like, oh, nope, still waiting. It is what it is. It's
right cool next Ryzen. To our Pokemon Go app.
Hey, shut up.
Okay, so what the heck? What's in it?
Yeah.
Well, it's got a cute meat belt.
What the hell is a meat belt?
That sounds raunchy.
He's a big giant hot dog. Yeah. You strap it on.
You strap on the meat belt and you get to ride shot bun.
Oh, shot bun? Oh, dear Lord.
No, this is wrong.
And there's also at least like a bunch of other bad
dad jokes
that are going on with it. Yeah, you know.
Go in the back.
So there's only three nights, so I wonder who got so lucky, but it coincides with the annual Lollapalooza festival, which is still a thing, I guess.
Yeah, Lollapalooza is still going.
Yeah. Did you go last year?
No. I mean, it's all over the country, but yeah.
So I can go to Lollapalooza and live in the Wienermobile for one day.
And you look like a big giant dick.
But it doesn't have a toilet, though.
So you gotta go crowd outside.
Although it says that the Airbnb listing promises that one will be available. Somewhere.
A bathroom will be available.
You have to go sauerkraut outside.
But worst case, you can always download the app, grill a couple of hot dogs, and use the bathroom outside. There you go.
Okay. Yeah, I would be interested to see what's actually inside the Oscar Mayer. That's why
I need this app to download. Supposedly, you could
get
like
off his Wi-Fi because there's no Wi-Fi.
I'm not even on the Wi-Fi.
Maybe that's why you need to be on the Wi-Fi.
Oh my God, I'm gonna murder you.
Oh great.
Second is I just closed it.
Oh.
The second is, oops, I just closed it.
All right, so this one comes from our great state of Arizona again.
Oh, it's cooler. Wait. So you're saying it's not Florida?
No, this one's another one. I mean, this is a great one for Phoenix.
Well, this place ain't no better than Florida, you know?
Well, I don't know. This kind of makes it for sure
worse. It's better than New York. What brings her out here?
Yeah, no shit.
Oh, it's better than New York, but there's a lot of fucked up people
out
here.
Yeah, because they come from New York.
There's a lot of banana.
A cooler filled with male genitalia found in a raid of Phoenix Body Donation Company. Yeah. So 33 plaintiffs say that Biological Resource Center lied to families and treated the deceased with a lack of dignity and respect, which also included sewing a mismatched body to a head of somebody else. They just had a cooler that just had penises. FBI agents did the raid.
Like running around with a penis. I got one.
Yeah, and apparently there was up until quote unquote recently, there was no regulation on where you could dispose of bodies here for the most part. There was where you had to like show like respect to a body, so you couldn't do like what they're doing. Yeah. But there was no like government overseeing like what happened to them. So you could literally just be like, I'm gonna donate my body to science or what have you, right. And then whatever you guys don't use, they would turn into ashes and give back to the family.
Well, they weren't turning into.
They were selling the body parts on top of that. Do you want to know what the going rate is?
About $5,000 a dick
for a full body. Parts?
They only do parts.
Okay.
So the list is a whole body with no shoulders or head was $2,900. A torso with a head was $2,400.
I'm saying, who's buying this?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
What do you think those dolls would be made out of?
There was a whole spine for $950. A whole leg was $1,100, which I feel like that's...
What are you going to do with a whole leg?
I don't know. You can do stuff with it.
You're gonna put
it
she in needs a new one.
I have an idea.
What the heck? You can also...
Oh, dear Lord.
You guys need help. Tim, what is up with that Joker laugh? Tim,
what are you going to do with that leg? And I just...
going to lick it up and down? What the hell?
Fucking rigor mortis and shit.
It doesn't even bend.
Hey, we got to lower the air conditioner. I'm sweating.
This poor FBI agent said that there was a large torso with the head removed and replaced with a smaller head that was sewn together in a Frankenstein manner.
Oh my God! Is it like a little shrunken pygmy head?
Whoa! What the hell, man?
What the fuck is
wrong? So this poor FBI agent, who probably is gonna need a lot of therapy after this, said large male torsos with limbs and genitalia removed were there. Buckets and coolers with various body parts, including a bucket of heads, arms, and legs, body parts piled on top of each other throughout the facility with no apparent identification, and steel freezers with frozen body parts inside with no apparent identification as well. So they're just like limbs everywhere in here.
Wow. What's the point of that?
That's insane. Well,
I don't know. He was selling them, but then also at the same time, they were just like, I wonder what this would look like.
They got bored.
That is wrong.
I want to know. Okay. I got a question for everybody. Yes. I got a question for the group. Like, what would make somebody go, I got a great idea. You just cut up these fucking body parts and sell them. Now, okay, let me ask the next question. Who the fuck would want to buy these things?
I would assume.
What the fuck are you buying them for?
Language.
What are you buying them for?
Excuse me, it's male. What? It is male.
Like, what the fuck? Like, seriously, what the hell do you need a spine?
Medical.
Well,
medical research.
The guy that's...
They buy them anyway. They get donated.
Well, guy, right, but...
Yeah. I mean, they can do it for stuff. I don't know.
Instead of buying the whole body, just buy the part that you're interested in.
Yeah, like, I mean, they have...
Like, if you're going to be a podiatrist, like, you don't need
dick?
A whole body. You just
like, buy the
foot.
Dick and get a penis fucking...
you know,
get a third leg.
Whatever you do in your free time is up to you, man.
I'm just asking. Like, who the fuck is going to be like, hey, I'm going to go on the dark web. You know what? You know, I want to buy a leg today.
Well, I don't even know if he was doing it on the dark web. He said that... So this guy, defending himself, wrote that he felt overwhelmed, but he was working in an industry with no formal regulations to reference for guidance.
My God.
But I'm still pretty sure that sewing somebody's head on another body is...
No.
A little next level.
Well, that's supposed to be a fun time. Yeah. I got a fun idea.
I could have been more open about the process of donation on the brochure, but we put in public view. When deciding which donors could be eligible to donate, I should have hired a medical director rather than relying on medical knowledge from books or the internet. So it's basically a WebMD.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. There are a lot of fucking dumb people in this world. Holy shit.
Oh, goodness. So this guy is, of course, going to jail.
Well, wait a minute. You said there's no real regulations. Why is he going to jail?
Well,
he didn't break any laws.
It has to do with
right?
He lied about what he told the family he was doing with the bodies.
Okay, so he's misled the family.
Yeah, it wasn't supposed to be for profit. Yeah, so then the families served them, because it was basically just supposed to be like the company gave donors and their families free transportation service to pick up the body and plus free cremation. So like it was usually people that like couldn't really afford to like...
You know some weirdos bought body parts, dude.
Oh, yeah. I mean, do you want to know? I'm sure there was a lot of feet that were sold.
When's your showing?
Or pelvises.
I mean, you could buy bigger legs and you can get them sewn on. You'd be taller.
Is that what you did?
Like some messed up.
Saying.
All right, so this is my last story. Google and Facebook tracks what porn you're watching.
What?
If you were wondering, guys.
Oh, so you're f***ed.
So they know about the pregnant Asians tip.
Yep, they know about them. They know about them now. Everybody knows about them.
So you're wondering every time I get ads. I get ads on Facebook
for ramen noodles.
No, just like pregnancy tests.
So what is Google and Facebook doing with said porn visiting?
Well, if it's an incognito mode. The research analyzed 22,484 pornography websites, which I didn't realize there was that many.
Wow.
Is that weird?
I feel like if you go to Bing, apparently, Bing, you can find any kind of porn on Bing. Isn't that correct,
sir? this is not about porn, but I got it. So I bought, this is for a certain somebody. I had bought something from Fashion Nova, right?
Yeah.
And dude, after I bought it, every single ad that showed up on I was on a browser, I was on any website, it was Fashion Nova. And I'm like, how do I get rid of this?
It's following
their
you.
Their advertising
me
is
everywhere.
Next level.
Even at work,
my
probably.
God. Yeah, and I'm like, why am I kidding Fashion Nova? I'm like, never again.
Never again.
I don't know, what is Fashion Nova?
It's like women's...
Yeah, it's where I get all my clothes.
Apparel?
Okay.
Yeah.
Dude, you just say something to your fucking phone and I start getting advertisements on Facebook and Google and shit.
Like when you're sick?
Huh?
Like, have you ever gotten like when you're sick and then all of a sudden you start seeing like cough medication? Like,
no.
Oh, I for sure had that happen to me before.
You're just weird.
Oh, whatever. You're over here acting like I'm weird and you're over here sitting there. Your phone is listening to you.
Yeah. It
whatever.
Is. They've proven it.
Whatever. Anyways, they found that 93% of the user data leaks to third parties, including when accessed via the web browser's incognito mode.
I heard they're selling this shit to China.
China.
That way China knows what type of porn we watch.
Exactly. They're selling that shit, dude.
It says everyone's at risk, blah, 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 all this other bullshit. But then Google Ads was like, we don't allow Google Ads on websites with adult content and like all this other bullshit.
Lies.
Yeah. Basically, that's it. So Google. Now everybody knows.
Yeah, but you still have everything.
I had to Google for my job, right? Exactly. I'm a Google engineer 5.
All right, Ray, thanks for that.
You know.
Crazy Ray Chronicles. Tim, I know you brought a subject that we're going to talk about here.
Oh, yeah, it's my favorite subject.
So go ahead and introduce.
What do women want?
Yes.
What do women want?
What do women want?
So we all know that they don't know what the hell they want, but I found a video that a friend sent to me a couple days ago, and it pretty much summed it up with 2 things.
Yep.
One, they want the dick. They want a dick. They don't give a shit. They just want a dick inside of them. That's number one.
Okay.
And we got some other females here. Rachel, is that very important, having a dick?
I mean, it's definitely in the top 5.
Yes.
Top 5.
Other females in the room? Is a dick a very important thing?
Well, let me ask you this.
So, Connor's got a small dick, so it's all right.
Jesus, stop. His mom's here. So here's the question. I'm going to ask this, okay, because dick is very,
they all come in different sizes.
So the question is what do they want the dick for? Is it for procreation?
Yes. So the main thing that a woman wants is a dick, right? So it could be for procreation, and it could also be for fun. And he goes in and explains the whole point of it.
Yeah.
He goes in and explains the whole point of it and basically saying, you know, up until a certain point, females needed a guy to have kids, procreate, all that stuff. That's why they need the dick, right? But now, because with society, they've had to go out and get jobs and everything, and now they don't so much need the man anymore because they make enough money that they can pay for the daycare and pay for somebody else to, you know, raise their kid, basically. And now, and with birth control and the IUDs and all that, they can go out and have endless amounts of sex, one-night stands, and not even care about it because they don't need to procreate all the time, right? So that's one thing. Second thing is security that the guy goes into. Women want security.
What type of security?
Financial, how, you know, they want, you know, they want
that taken care of.
Yeah, they want to be taken care of. And he goes into basically saying, when you look at really good-looking females, you know, you're like your 8s, your 9s, your 10s, like when you see them out, they look feminine, they look good, you know, because they want to attract that guy with money and everything, right? Mm-hmm. Cool. But then he goes, you know, you go look at the 4s, 5s, and 6s, you know, they're not that, you know, they don't care. You know, they can go get government assistance to help raise their kids, abort their babies, do whatever they want. So basically they can go, like he says, quote, they can go look, you know, they can go out and look like cows. More or less, you know what I mean? They could be slobs. They don't care because the guys that they're going to attract, they could barely take care of themselves too. They're 1s, 2s, 3s, 4s, you know, and they don't got their shit together. So you have 2 fucked up people that can't do anything together. So my question is that true? Are those the 2 most important things?
Well, let's just say if it is true, then y'all motherfuckers made yourselves obsolete. Let's be real.
How so?
By the society that you guys decided to build, where women needed to be mothers, they needed to work, they needed to do all these other things.
No. So right now, society is becoming over-feminized, right? We can all agree that there is a movement to make society over-feminized. Everybody knows this, right?
Well, what's the definition? Are we making guys get
satchels?
They discourage boys from being masculine. Yeah. You hear the term toxic masculinity, right? There is an assault on male attributes, good male attributes that today are deemed.
But what about the bad male attributes that real reasons why, like guys raping girls? Let's go with that, or molesting them, or all of these other things that happen.
Anybody can obviously object to that.
Absolutely. Nobody,
you think we're going to come here and defend?
But we're talking about extremes. Toxic masculinity is supposed to be an extreme.
Yeah, but that's not all men.
I'm not saying that it is, but if it is a toxic masculinity, it's not just general masculinity. It's where it's something that is ruining the rest of society.
People say people like us are toxic.
No. They've given examples
Go ahead, Jeremy.
They've been given examples of toxic masculinity as boys wrestling and roughhousing out in the front yard. That is not toxic masculinity.
That's boys being boys,
and the fact that they are marketing it as being toxic is just plain stupid.
Right. No, but it's all just about like defined borders. Like defining like what is toxic and what's not. Is guys wrestling together, is that ruining society? No,
they're trying to stop it though because they don't want them being bullies.
Exactly.
So did you see that?
Well, you act like men are the only people that are bullies.
Right, but did
women
you see
women are way worse
but did
than
you
guys.
See that, what, yeah. that Gillette commercial during the Super Bowl when they were like,
yeah, that was a bullshit commercial.
Right. And but they were like, oh yeah, two kids wrestling. No, stop, go away. Like that's what kids do. Like they fight.
And to pretend it's not that way is just stupid.
It is.
And that's ridiculous.
But it's
So going back to the point that Tim was making, which is, you know, what women want. Let's stick to that subject, which is security, right? Women are attracted to a confident man, a man who's able to provide, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, what has happened? What has happened in the last, I'm going to say 50, 60 years, where society has moved away? And like you said, the women today are no longer finding that in men. They're finding this in the state. They're finding this in government. The government is
or they're, welfare. And they're finding doing it, in it themselves. For themselves.
Yes, that is a truth.
It's not just the state.
True.
Or they're doing. So what's so wrong with a woman wanting to find a guy that she's friends with then? So why does it have to be dick and why does it have to be security? Why can't she provide for herself and just find somebody that she enjoys being around?
Let me ask you this. For procreation, when we talk about procreation and raising kids,
Do
you think it's important to have both parents involved, both genders involved?
I believe it is.
Your friend doesn't think so.
I think it's important to have because I see the value to both.
Okay.
For the most part, I didn't have either of my parents growing up.
Okay, so
I never saw either of them. So I was raised by.
And this wolves. Explains everything.
Yeah.
Was it really wolves?
I mean, well, we had a group of like 14 kids that ran the town, basically.
Oh, wow. Oh, you did tell us about this.
Yeah, we were feral children.
Okay, so.
But at the same time, I do think that it's important because I think it's like I have a very good relationship with my dad. Like if I didn't have my dad, I don't have a great relationship with my mom. I think it's just important to have two people in your life. Because you're not always going to get along with one versus the other.
It's incredibly important that you have a mother and a father.
Yeah.
And this idea that women...
Go ahead, say something. We have a guest. We have a drive-by guest.
Sorry,
Justin. Justin just broke the mic.
I get angry when people say like you have to have both parents involved.
Why do you get angry with that?
I get angry because it's a stereotype that you have to have a mom and dad in the same home, and that's what most people. Tend to think
why is
I
that
think a, it's just having two people involved in your life. I don't think it's in the
and I will agree with that 1,000%.
Well, let me ask you
what
this.
You said was not that you have to have both people involved.
Don't wait, let me ask you this question. You don't think that there are certain things that a man brings to raising a child that a woman can't bring?
100%, especially with my daughter. I have a daughter.
So then to me that's obvious that both parents are important to raising a kid.
1,000%.
Okay.
But they don't have to be in the same house.
But they don't have to be in the same house. I never said that. Okay.
I think a child needs to have the influence.
My child lives actually clear across the US from where I live.
Oh wow.
And I am so a part of her life.
Good.
And she knows that. And that's huge because that's big to her development.
Yeah. So right, mentally. I think what we're talking about is women who completely disattach themselves from a male role model and don't have that influence for their kids. And that's what we're, I think
yeah. Where does that come from, though?
We can blame it on a lot of things. Society has moved away from for lack of a better term, a hierarchical type of
society,
family structure, which is, you know, that the man is the man of the house, and there's been this woman movement that has said, well, no, you know, women don't need men. Women need men as much as a fish needs a bicycle. You know, that this is a very common thing that has been that inculcated on young girls. And I think society today, again, this is in the last 50 years, we're feeling the impacts of a father not being involved in raising the kids.
The kids, yeah.
Yep.
With all due respect.
Go ahead.
In the last 50 years, what has happened in the U.S.?
We've seen
been
a dramatic.
World War II. There's been Vietnam.
World War II?
No.
The last 50 years?
50 years.
There's been more.
Okay, so women have stepped up. In so many ways, and yet our parents are products of what their mothers and fathers have done. And yet we're still here and we're still rocking, rolling, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So when you say that women have stepped up nowadays versus what they did then, they were building warships, they were building planes, they were doing all this things in factories because all the men were overseas.
Right.
So think about that versus what a woman nowadays, and no offense to you, but what a woman nowadays is doing to make sure that their family succeeds.
Let's make that distinction because men who went off to war didn't abandon their child. Absolutely. It's very different. 100%. A child was raised knowing the fact that, hey, your father went to war because this was important for the country. That's not what we're talking about today. What we're talking about today is men not fulfilling that role that is necessary. In other words, the child will grow up not neglected exactly and feel...
Right, and even to the extreme, yeah, you have women that are going to, you know, sperm banks or whatever you want to call it, and having kids just plain without a father at all. Right. And I think that has got to be one of the most selfish things a woman could possibly ever do to their child.
Right. Go ahead.
Is to just deny them outright a father.
A father, yeah.
That's just, why would you do that?
Right.
I mean, we have friends that have adopted children, and those kids would be in a foster home or whatever if they didn't. And I understand that, and that's a noble thing. But to go out and have, you know, just
purposely,
intentionally produce a child into this world with a guarantee of starting out life without a father. Mm-hmm. That's just, why would you do that? That's the most selfish thing you could do.
Why do you need to have a father if there's other male role models that are in their life as well? Like, what about, like, me and my dad? My dad's awesome. I love him. Mm-hmm. Like, if I were to have a kid, my dad, I know, like, my dad literally adopts, like, my friends that don't have dads and it plays that role. So how is that any different than...
Which is fine. Look, I was raised by a single mom. But again, that is very different than, because my father died. Yeah. That is very different than me growing up knowing that my father abandoned me.
Or
that my mom, you know what I'm saying? That is very different. Very sure. You know, and there's a psychological effect on young kids knowing that there's a father out there who did not take on that responsibility. And I think we need to make that distinction.
But how's that any different than putting kids up for adoption? Because then they have two parents that don't want to be there.
Hold on. Well, that's horrible,
hey,
too.
Buddy, yeah, listen. It's the same. Well, I have a dad.
Go ahead.
I have a dad that I call a sperm donor. He's not my father.
Right.
Okay. My dad, my father, died a few years ago. Mm-hmm. That was the man that raised me. Mm-hmm. He taught me how to be a man. Right. He taught me everything I know.
Right.
Right. But my true biological dad, as far as I know, when I've met him three times, was a POS. He's a piece of shit.
Right. So I think, and I don't know you, don't know your story.
I know.
But the way that you, what you've said is that somebody, a man, came in and fulfilled that role.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so to me, you are not, you still had male influence in your life. Your mom went out and found somebody that would fulfill
worthy of the
that
cause.
Role. Exactly. Yeah, and absolutely. So and I think that's what we're talking about. And I know we've gone a little bit off the subject.
We strayed.
But I mean, so let's
bring, but we didn't really stray, because the thing said that, you know, they want security, and with the evolution of times since, you know, the wars and everything, that, you know, they've grown to where they can be self-sufficient. But now,
and they have.
So but now within society, though, it's almost being said that it's being told to them, you really do not need a man, right? And that's why he brings up that toxic masculinity. Absolutely.
This is my point that I want to make, is that there's a disparity that is being created in our society by the message that we're sending young girls. And the message is, you don't need a man. And you hear that in feminism today, women don't need men.
Well,
and
how often do you hear like a guy talking to another guy and be like, man, you don't need a girl. Like,
we
you don't
say
need
that.
Her.
We say that.
Same as women say it to women.
No, well, but
and there's a difference.
So what did I tell you on the car ride over here?
What? Which one?
You have to pee?
The only the only car ride over here. How much yeah, my how many, girl how many, means to me. And
yeah,
how
absolutely.
I,
yeah.
So,
yeah. Yeah.
So
I mean,
no one says that you don't need a girl. Yeah. We say you don't need that girl. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or I don't need a girl to define my life, right?
Well, yeah.
Like, I would, you
so
know,
then what's so wrong about saying the same thing to women? You don't need a guy to define your
right,
life.
Right, but the
you
way they're saying it is you just
things.
Don't need one at all.
Yeah.
That's, but that's almost like the message being conveyed is like, you don't need them at all.
There's something innately in all human beings to seek companionship.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right? And whether we like it or not, we're engineered this way.
Yeah.
I mean, we cannot deny that fact.
Clubbing them with
look,
the wood.
What is the worst punishment that you can do to a human being?
Isolation.
Isolation. Charity. Right? And so, again, so it's innately built in us. So when somebody says, tells a woman, you don't need a man, and she grows up with this idea, she's going to grow up, and this happens to men. I'm saying this is affecting both sexes. And society is men and female are growing further and further apart. Like, for example, today, more women graduate from high school, more boys commit suicide. This is known fact. And I think this is happening because as a society,
but
we
it's
have
always been
we
more
have,
males commit suicide have, and women are creeping up as well.
Right. So we have placed an overemphasis on women. And again, yeah. I'm not saying that it was, I think it played a role
Buddy,
at a certain time. Go ahead, man. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. But I, with my knowledge with what I do, 22 cops, every 22 minutes, a cop kills himself.
Mm-hmm.
And
really?
There is no statistic whether it's a male or a female. And it is a male dominant world. So you think about those statistics.
I'll say this. I think the reason men are able to do it more often is because obviously men are more violent. Men are more can be prone more to violence than females.
No, I 100% agree. Yeah. But until you walk in on that cop that was hanging from a noose, dude, that's when it hits you. Mm-hmm. And that's when you kind of start straying from.
So I believe that there's a problem that needs to be addressed with men and with boys. And I think we as a society are neglecting this because we say, well, women are the ones that need the attention today. We need to focus on. And I know you're looking at me crazy, but
no,
I believe that we have placed an overemphasis on building up women and we're neglecting young boys. And I think we need to be balanced in this. And again, going back to the, discouraging men, going back to the discouraging men from being boys, right? Because men are very different, right?
They are different.
And so when you tell boys, you cannot
men have the upper hand. Literally the entirety of society, men have had the upper hand. Why can't women just have one just 1 year to
okay.
where we have
let
upper
me,
hand?
Let me answer that because you're assuming that this was all men and men. This is what men decided. This wasn't men. There was not a council of men and got together and say, how do we fuck women over? Not that didn't happen.
Yeah, there was. Look at the Bible.
Okay, stop. This
you
want to
go down that valley? Because we can go down
this
that.
This didn't happen.
Ooh, let's take the
no,
clothes
no,
off.
No, hold on. Listen.
Round one, fight.
No, this is good. Okay, so let's not even look at the Bible. Let's look at species. They don't use the Bible. Look at those species. Look at how they're genetically modified, where the male
is
dominant.
Yeah, and most of them, the male doesn't even involve
Tell me what scripture.
So am I the same as a fucking seahorse now?
No, what I'm saying is
like the male is raising the babies.
You said something that you were talking about. Men have dominated for all this time, and
yeah,
now
they
women
have.
And now women need to take that.
Who was the last people to vote? Was women.
Okay, well
everybody else could vote before women could.
Okay.
We were always put down.
But there was no council of men that got together. In other words, men weren't saying, how do we...
Yeah, they were.
No, it was women themselves.
Otherwise, women would have had the same rights as men
from the
very fucking beginning.
What about the Roman Colosseum?
You're assuming...
What about the Roman Colosseum? There was no women fights.
There were
exactly.
No women fights.
Exactly.
There were all men that said fight.
Yes, because men are more prone to violence.
So.
Yeah, but because more men are more prone to violence. And it's genetics. It's biology. Men are built this way. Now, you're what I'm saying, but she is.
That, then our society changing to where men are no longer involved in women's life and how things are evolving to where women don't need men. Look at how many animals where the male has no part in raising the child.
Right.
It's just the female.
Right.
So why is it that you're saying that it's genetics, but then it's genetics for women to just have kids and then completely leave the man afterwards?
I think it's a combination of both, right? Because obviously we're a conscious species. We have, you know, we moral laws came into play. The Bible, the thing that you want to bring out, has played a good role in the structures of society. And for us to sit here and say, well, you know, man, they've controlled the history up to this point.
It says women should not take the reins. Woman was the CEO of a car company. Okay. It is 2019. If it wasn't a male ruled world, wouldn't it be 50-50?
Look.
For all things.
Here's the reality.
There's a reason for that.
So what's the reason?
No, stop. If it wasn't a male-dominated world, wouldn't it always be 50-50 for people ruling the governments?
No.
For ruling all these other things? Because actually...
No.
There's why not? Explain
because,
it to me.
Because women and men have different ideas of what they want to do with their lives and what they justify or what they...
Find fulfillment
as success.
But what part of it is society fulfillment? What part of it is society looking down at women being like, you need to be a good mother. You need to do this. How many times has society told the guy, you could go out and be a bachelor, make fucking millions of dollars and fuck whatever bitch you want? Are you seeing that with women? Are we promoting women to go do that, to go make a fuck ton of money and go fuck whatever dude they want? They can, but which one is more common in society?
Look, women can do that. We live in the freest society where women can make those choices. And women, look, this is a true statistic. Okay, you can say today, in today's age, we live in a more freer society. Women have more access to blah, 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 blah.
We have more rights.
Okay, exactly.
But even in medicine, there's not enough rights in women.
Can I finish my point?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so given that, all right, you brought the whole women CEO thing. Okay, in the late 80s, the amount of women CEOs skyrocketed.
Yeah. Right?
It shot up. So you had... 30, 35, 39-year-old women becoming CEOs of big companies, and that number plateaued, okay? I'm not making this up.
Yeah.
It plateaued, and then it started going down, okay? Now, would you say we are living freer times today compared to the 80s, early 80s, late 80s?
I wouldn't say for women it's a whole heap of a difference.
So this is what happened, and I'm going to offer my explanation to this. So women were sold this idea. You're going to find fulfillment in life if you get that career, because that's what men want. And we want to emulate what men do, right? Because if men find satisfaction in this, women are going to find satisfaction in this. And that's what happened. Women went out to be CEOs. And guess what they found out? That to be a CEO, you had to leave away a lot of things. You had to sacrifice a lot of things.
Yeah.
Men who are CEOs, it's a very competitive field. They leave family. They leave countless hours. And so here was a 35, 39-year-old woman, CEO, and realized, shit, I have nobody. I don't have family. I don't have this. I don't have that. And guess what?
They quit.
They said, I'm not finding the fulfillment that I was promised.
Yeah.
And so they started, that number started going down. And this is a true fact. So when you say, well, let's do this and let's force women to, because this is what women should get and this is what women deserve. Okay, maybe some women, but I guarantee you that women don't find the same satisfaction in accomplishments like men do. Right? Women find, in general.
I read somewhere that they asked... A lot of these women CEOs that left the position, they asked them why they were leaving, and they're like, because I want to pursue a family.
Yeah, right.
So they gave up from their, you know, their 20s, their 30s, their 40s. They're the CEO of Fortune 500 companies, and they realize this isn't what I want. I want a family, and they quit, and they go and have a family and raise their family.
So then what about my mom? My mom was able to have a family, and she was able to be pretty successful at what the fuck she does on a high school education. Right. She worked from a secretary up, and that didn't include freaking people trying to rape her in the office while she was walking through the stairwell that worked with her. And it's bullshit to say that, oh, women always have had the same opportunity as men, because we haven't. It's complete bullshit.
Yeah, but
and well, I'm not but saying again, that we should be held higher than men. I'm saying that if women want to be equal, let them be fucking equal for just okay. 2 fucking seconds.
So let's look at Scandinavian countries. I think Jordan Peter makes this point. In Scandinavian countries, they're one of the most, what is that called, where men and women are pretty much equal. Egalitarian when it comes to women and men yeah. issues, okay? And they found that women are not pursuing those high-paying careers that men pursue. And here's a society that has focused on allowing women access to the same things that men want, but yet they're not pursuing those high-paying careers. They're not pursuing those careers that make them CEOs. They're pursuing
social work, teaching.
Things like that, teaching, yeah. things that are women are prone to. Why? Because they're engineered this way. And men didn't sit down and say, how do we make women this way? No, it's women who choose to pursue what they want.
They have more compassion. They have more compassion. True. They have bigger hearts than men do.
Right. Then why aren't all doctors women if that's the case?
Because why it's, are not men just doctors? About, it's not just about
if it's just
being
about
a heart.
Fulfillment and taking because care of people and the innate nurturing right. that's in all there, women more, that we more, all fucking
more
love.
Women or are nurses.
More nurses.
Yeah. What organization is saying women need to do this? There's nothing.
I'm not.
There's free access
I'm just
to-
stating if what you're saying is true, all women would be in some type of nurturing job. Every single one of them. And not all of them are.
But why do women dominate social work areas and men dominate engineering, mathematics, all the high-paying careers that men pursue is where the money's at. And so when you're saying, well, women are being held down, women are not being held down. And the structures that happened years ago, it was because it was an agreement between both sexes that in other words, there weren't women fighting and saying, we want this, we want that. No, it was women themselves who said, look, here's the deal. A woman should be at home. A woman should be cooking and all this. It wasn't men only. It was other women who were also doing this. So when women want to blame men on everything that happened in the history, there were women themselves who believed these ideas. Look,
yeah,
I'm not saying it's...
Who's to say that it's not like some fucked up type of Stockholm syndrome where they were taught and raised that this is what women are supposed to
do? This is thousands of years of evolution.
Yeah.
And structure that happened, and you're looking at that as if it was all men who did this. And what I'm telling you is that society was molded this way because for a lot of reasons, right?
So go my ahead. Thing is, we this is going way
it
off
did,
topic,
but, it, but,
this,
but we but knew it was going to go.
I knew it was going to go off top, but you got to remember. So, like they said, women chose to leave those jobs, right? They didn't feel fulfilled. They wanted kids, right? But you see it today. You ask a lot, like we talked about earlier, we're in IT. When you ask a lot of females, come to IT, first thing they say, I don't know how to use a computer. I don't want to do that. They don't, like, they self-defeat. You know what I mean? So yeah. When you look at IT, IT is generally ran by, you see more men
guys.
In there, right? It's not, we didn't say women aren't allowed.
No, I never said that either. No, but no, it's no, just because, like, is it, there's a difference between having interest in something. Like, not everybody's going to like math. Not everybody's going to like science. Not everybody's going to like writing. But you can't generalize a sex that likes one thing versus
let me,
the other.
But there's specific
you,
jobs
Rachel,
that some females
let me ask you
and
this
some
question.
Men
let me ask you
yeah.
this
lean
question.
Towards.
Are you attracted to a man who's insecure and unsure of himself?
I couldn't give a fuck less. If they have a good personality, that's all I care about.
Really? A man who's insecure?
I've dated many a men that are insecure. I don't care. Okay.
Well, man. If I ask this question to most women are going to tell me, no, I want a man who knows what he wants, who knows what he's pursuing, has a goal, has this, has vision. Okay? This is what, and
sir,
you're the exception to the rule.
Sir.
Go ahead.
May I please interject?
Go ahead. Yeah, say.
I know you. I know your size. I've seen you sitting down. I am larger than anybody in this table.
I think we can all take you on, though. All together, collectively.
Collectively?
I'll break you. I got his right leg, guys. I got his right leg. I got his right leg.
I appreciate your admiration to think you can take me, but I know I can take you all. And what is that? What is that?
Oh, it's
no.
Physical ability.
It's physical ability.
Yeah.
Men.
And guess what? We... as a society, in 2000 or whatever the what was 1967 when World War II started, was that
41? 39.
Oh, no, 67 was when Vietnam started.
Yeah.
We sent men to fight. You didn't send a woman. You didn't send anybody else. But what did we do, Rachel?
In World War One?
And two.
And two? In two, you dropped a nuke. That
we
one.
Left our women to make sure our country ran
was taken
well.
Care of. Yeah.
Right.
But I'm not saying.
Do you want to leave a man to leave that country?
No, I mean.
Do you want me to run our children? Do you want me to run our plants?
I couldn't care. No. See, to be honest,
be messed
but
up.
I, no, yeah. look. There is also a difference between like physical capabilities. Like I'm not stating that like every single woman is going to be able to lift the same amount as man, right. or that they're going to be as athletic. Or
okay, so let's just take that point.
Yeah.
So knowing that fact, that there's a disparity in the physical strength of a man and a female. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you? And that is biological. It's not like
but men. But it has nothing to do with
it's
smart.
Not like
it's
man,
testosterone.
It's not like man sat down and said, hey, guys, how do we become bigger than women and how do we dominate them? No, it was women actually made that choice because women chose the stronger men and reproduced with stronger men, which made stronger men. You guys are the ones who chose that in the long span of time of evolution. Your gender
not
was the
always.
One who chose.
What about force? What about getting raped? A stronger guy is able to take over.
I'm taking a side on this, buddy. I disagree.
Go ahead.
And the reason is
stronger men were able to survive.
And who are women attracted to? Mainly, it's something that attracts them. All right. Whether it's their intelligence, whether it's the guy's strength, whether it's their size, whatever. There is something that has been in our DNA from day one that has brought a woman to have sex with you, have sex with him.
Well, if you're listening to Freud, it's about your dad. You're always attracted to whatever
mom.
Your dad
mom.
Is.
I think mom. It was your mom.
It was it was mom and dad.
It was
same.
Mom. Freud first of all.
He started with mom, but he's also a mama's boy. So he's only viewing
I am
it from
a
the guy's.
Boy.
But he's viewing it from the guy's perspective.
But
so he's going to look for
I'm
somebody
saying,
that's like his
though,
mom.
There is something that is attracted a woman to have sex with that guy to reproduce.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's strength, intelligence, whatever. That's what makes us survive as a race.
Right. And that was necessary for the evolution of the species.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Because survival of the fittest, the female had to choose the strongest man who was going to be able to protect her.
But that's where we disagree.
No, it has to do with genetics.
It comes with the female being smart. And her going, he might not be the one that can go crush the, you know, freaking antelope with a rock, but he's the one that just made fire and grew a garden.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
There's different strengths.
There is different strengths. And that's where I disagree with you that a woman's knowledge with a man in season a man is very different.
But again, even if we take that approach, it was the women who decided. Now, you can say rape.
Absolutely.
But what percentage?
It's totally a woman that decides.
The majority of the time, I do agree that it is the woman that decides.
Well, you can't. She said so, rape.
Okay. Yeah, exactly.
It's another thing that
Rape is a totally it's gruesome and horrible.
Mm-hmm.
And it should never be allowed. And that's why we should castrate everybody. That does that in
Louisiana or Alabama now?
And children.
I'm all for that.
If you touch a child, you lose a hand. Yes. Guess what? That's my personal theory. But when you come to two consensual people that are wanting to have intercourse, well, guess what? They're picking those two people to have sex.
Mm-hmm.
And that also includes the fact that you may reproduce. So I agree with her with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right. So I think we, this conversation was a good debate.
Yeah.
Right?
Sorry.
No,
I got angry again.
Hey, no, getting angry is good. Hey,
every once in a while.
These are the debates that are going to sell the show.
Well, they're the ones that spark actual.
Good. I like that.
Real things.
All right. So there's another, and I think this is the topic that you want to bring up. Which
we can
talk
about. It's just kind of a general talk, you know, starting point. I'm sure we'll spread off onto other things like we did earlier. But basically, Late in June, the University of Michigan announced that it would investigate an incident of a noose found in a shared employee's table at the university hospital. All right. So the investigation has since concluded that the noose was actually not a noose, but a unit knot, which is used for fishing. Someone had been practicing and merely left the rope on the table before chaos ensued. Right. So the university, they go off and they spend God knows how much money doing this investigation. Right. I think they even got the FBI involved.
Are you f-ing kidding me? Yes. And then the, are you f-ing kidding me?
The FBI was even alerted.
Why? Why?
Because
it's
fucking idiots.
It's Jussie Smollett bullshit.
Jesus Smollett. Fucking Christ, man.
Listen, guys. It's the same mentality. I would like to say I'm an
First of all,
expert.
Don't break my mic, goddammit. What are you doing to that microphone?
I'll pay for it.
You're molesting the mic.
Yeah, no. It's not supposed to bend like that, dude.
It bent that way, and we will deal with it later. But Jussie Smollett.
All right, somebody get his credit card. Somebody make sure you get his credit card.
Hey,
sit on the chair.
Sit five, on the chair. Five. No, I don't want to be on the camera.
You're still on the camera.
You're on the camera, homie.
Don't let me be on the camera.
We told you that. Like, the God minute you see him, this whole thing is on camera.
So here we go.
It's on camera, homie.
All right. So Jussie Smollett.
So what's going on? Tell us what you think, man. You got a lot of opinions here.
All right. I do have a lot of opinions.
What's going on? Jussie Smollett.
Wait.
I'm not going to talk about Jussie Smollett. I'm going to talk about the Michigan thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Listen, let me tell you about news.
Yep.
I am from the South.
Okay. Oh, Jesus.
South of what?
I have...
Come on, just let him talk.
You really trying to get... I'm in the South, all right? That's all you need to know.
Okay.
I hear it coming out.
I love all you, and that's how I was born and raised. I don't care if you were, eyelash over there, could just smile, see like he's doing... And I just saw his teeth. I don't care. I like him. That's how I'm born and raised. That's what I'm from. All right. Now my grandfather.
Yep.
His name was Cotton.
Okay.
Literally, Cotton.
Just no last name.
You're stupid.
Nothing right. I'm going to say on this.
Yeah. Anyway, Cotton.
He's so, Cotton.
Okay.
Right. That guy taught me how to hunt. How to fish. I killed my first deer with him with tween-two rifle.
Okay.
My man. I learned so much for that guy. Coming from, and this stems back to what she was talking about, with a dad that was
We moved on from that. We're talking about University of Michigan hate crime.
Time out. Okay. It will stem in, I promise you.
All right,
you.
Go ahead.
I'm not going to lead you on astray. My dad was not a part of it, but my grandparents were, and my mother knew how much it meant to me to be a part of something that was my heritage, right? So their child was a POS father. Mm-hmm. He was a sperm
donor.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. So they taught me everything I needed to know, how to hunt, how to fish, how to do everything, how to have manners. Yes, ma'am. No, sir. All those, right? So part of that growing up in the South, when you move away from that is when you start learning how people think about the South and like how there's nooses. There's a Dixie flag and that means, oh, you're racist. Mm-hmm. All these things that came in South Carolina, right?
Mm-hmm.
All these things. And you're like, no, it's not that. Yeah, a noose is a terrible thing. But a noose is also good to know how to trap an animal, how to do things to survive.
Right. So you're saying it has other purposes than,
absolutely.
Than hanging.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not that.
Okay. So I agree with you. I think in today's world, we have created an oversensitive society. And this is what I attribute this whole hate crime jumping to conclusions bullshit, right? Because because the second people see this, they immediately associate it with, oh my God, it's got to mean a message. It's got to be this.
Hate.
It's got to be that.
It's right. Hate.
And it never crossed their mind that there may be a legitimate use for
another
this.
Utility for right. this. Like, thing.
Tying absolutely. Knots. They teach Boy Scouts how to tie. No.
Meanwhile,
a dozen different kinds of knots.
How many do they have to tie to get that?
I do not know.
Nor do I, because I was not a Boy Scout.
Right. But I mean, so basically, this idea of immediately jumping to these conclusions on things that they know nothing about, is going to be the downfall of this country. We're letting these idiots decide that
because they see something,
exactly, they see something and they immediately make these assumptions that it is something bad, and when in fact it's nothing.
Right.
And they need to stop doing
you
that.
You overreact.
I think what happens is
correct term, I believe.
I think what's happening is people are so desperate to find any remote corner of the United States where there's racism alive and well, right? Mm-hmm. Where there people are still hanging black people, mm-hmm. you know, and that doesn't exist. It doesn't exist.
It hasn't for 40 years.
No, look, here's when I like you said, fake news, because, you know, you have the KKK have a rally, right? And every major news network is there. And guess what? It's no more than 20 people. It's no more than 20 people.
That's the 20 people. The CNN is the 20 people.
And half of the people who are there are the news who are reporting on this.
Right.
And so to me, institutional racism, all this is dead. And look, let me just make this point.
Go ahead.
Are there people still out there who have racist thoughts?
Absolutely.
Most likely.
Stop.
And to me, what does that mean? It means shit. I don't care. And I've said this over and over again. If Tim today sitting across from me thinks that I'm a lesser man just because of my skin color, but yet he treats me like a decent human being, I don't care what goes through his mind. I don't give two fucks about what he cares. As long as he treats me like a decent human being.
No, but as long as it matters if you get a job and the way you treat a woman, because honestly, that is true for my profession. I don't care what he thinks about you based on your skin tone, mm-hmm. sir. As long as you get a job and the way you treat a woman. And
I'm just kidding.
You're laughing.
I'm kidding.
But from my profession, sir, that is not a joking matter, because there are professions that you see a little bit more than others in what people tend to think.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm a white guy.
No.
Get out of here.
I know.
We're going to have to ask you to leave. We're way over our quotient on white people in here.
Hold on.
Couldn't tell under the sheets you were wearing.
Eyelashes has my back.
Just kidding.
Eyelashes has my back.
Stop.
So we're good.
Yeah, look.
But listen, I'm telling you now, and I'll walk up into any situation that's a domestic, and if it's a racial thing, whether I'm a white guy and you got three, I don't care if they're Somalians. I don't care if they're from Guatemala. I don't care.
He's actually from Guatemala.
However, I don't care what I walk into. I'm not judging a person how they are or how they look. I'm looking at them how they just acted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look, and that's
who said this. I heard somebody say there are two kinds of people in the world.
The decent wrong and the right
and the indecent, right? And
there's four kinds of people, because then there's also the haves and the haves not.
No, well, you know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Like,
you may have this.
Okay, so we're gonna close this up because we're hitting that hour.
Yeah, we're hitting over an hour. So
I'm gonna close out with this. With saying this, I think you made some valid points.
I appreciate.
I think
that.
You know, and here's one thing that you know, me and my buddy Tim. We've been doing road trips across the United States. And one of the reasons I told them, and so we've done the Midwest, we did the whole East, you know. And
come to the West side, you have an open home.
We're doing the South. And one of the things that
I have an open home for you there too.
Awesome. What I told him is this. I want to see for myself, because whenever I get into discussions with people, they always tell me, well, have you been to the South? You know, because I always say, dude, institutional racism is dead. It's nowhere alive in the country. And they're like, oh, well, you haven't been to the South. And so our mission is to go through these parts of the world
and go see how
I am treated in the South. And so that way I can come back and I can say, look, I was treated decently. You know what I mean? And I want to be able to say that, right? Because I'm tired of somebody telling me, well, you haven't been to the South. You don't know what it's like down
You'll
there.
You'll know what sweet tea is.
Yeah. Sweet tea?
Sweet tea.
That's right.
All right.
That's what sweet tea is. All right, buddy?
All right, man.
Give me some love.
All right. And with that, we're going to close it out. Anybody got any closing words with this?
I appreciate you guys letting me be a guest.
Awesome, man. Justin, it was good to have you. Find us on the social media platforms, you know, Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, everything. Tim, you're posting on Instagram, right?
Yeah, I'm trying.
All right. And we'll catch you all guys next time. And
tastes like Pine Sol.
We're out.
See ya.